weekday 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An official with the Wisconsin Senate is resigning after investigation. No one's saying what Michael Queensland is accused of, but he'd been suspended from his job as state Senate chief clerk since late August. Queensland has denied the allegation. Reporters have put in a public records request, but it has not been fulfilled. Lawmakers on two committees will take a look at a proposed $3 billion Wisconsin state income tax cut today. Here's Nate Wegehout.
The bill is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue and the Joint Finance Committee. Under the bill, single taxpayers making up to around $304,000 and married couples making up to around $405,000 would see cuts. The bill would also eliminate income taxes on retirement income up to $100,000. The bill passed in the Assembly earlier this month. If passed by the Senate, it's almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Time is running out for Congress to avoid a government shutdown. U.S. House Republicans aren't unifying behind any proposal. Wisconsin Republican Brian Stile tells WISN-TV's Up Front he's not giving up. Oh, meanwhile,
the whole process is broken and needs to be rewritten. That said, often just before the deadline is when a deal is struck.
Democrat Mark Pocan tells WISC's For the Record he'll believe it when he sees it.
That they're going to do all 11 appropriation bills in the remaining handful of days that we have on the floor, which is impossible.
The best chance to avoid a shutdown is a continuing resolution. The old notion that opposites attract appears to be debunked, Roz Brown explains.
According to analysis of more than 130 traits in a study that included millions of couples over more than a century, the authors found that partners are more likely to be similar than wildly different. Tanya Horwitz, a doctoral student at the University of Colorado, says some 82 to 89% of traits analyzed, ranging from political leanings to substance use habits, revealed people tend to find partners with similar habits.
People meet the people they get into relationships with often within social networks.
Horwitz says the analysis shows individuals tend to partner with those who are different for only 3% or less of the traits studied. I'm Roz Brown.
The Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. No one won last night's drawing, so the prize for Wednesday night's drawing stands at $835 million with a cash value of about $390 million. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A public information meeting is scheduled for next week about the demolition of the Horizon West condo building in Waukesha. The gathering Monday at City Hall will address questions related to the demolition and asbestos abatement. The initial phase involves removing non-hazardous loose materials like furniture, followed by asbestos abatement, with demolition set to commence around the end of November. Donnie Boys in Waukesha has been closed due to safety concerns, leading to the evacuation of people living above the bar. The city took action last week after discovering that the building lacked electricity, resulting in the absence of safety features like smoke detectors, fire alarms, and working exit signs. The property, listed at $600,000 for sale, faces additional issues with nearly $16,000 in unpaid taxes and utilities. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers host the Cards. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are down to their last six games of the regular season, all home games, at American Family Field in Milwaukee. This weekend, it's the Cubs. Tonight, they open a three-game series against the Cardinals. St. Louis in last place in the NL Central, 20 games behind the Brewers. Milwaukee with a magic number of one. They just need one win to clinch winning the division. The Brewers coming off a 6-1 loss to Miami on Sunday. Outfielder Sal Frelick.
I mean, upset we lost, obviously, because we lost the game, but when it comes to clinching. Like, I think we're in a great spot. We have a big homestand to do it at, so it'll be exciting. Looking forward to getting it done.
Tonight, it's Zach Thompson on the mound against the Brewers' Adrian Houser. The team with the best record in baseball is the Atlanta Braves, now 100 wins versus 56 losses. The Crew is 88-68. College football, Wisconsin Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vakos has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after kicking 3 field goals and 3-point after touchdowns against Purdue. Vakos now 7 out of 7 for the year so far. Wisconsin is 3-1. They face Rutgers at Camp Randall next. The start time announced Saturday at 11 a.m. on October 7th. This is their bye week. NFL Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says the next player on his team who fumbles could find himself on the bench. Minnesota near the bottom of the league in turnovers, including 7 lost fumbles. They are 0-3. Last night on Monday Night Football, another doubleheader. The Eagles beat the Bucks in Tampa Bay 25-11. Philly remains undefeated. The Bengals held on to defeat the Rams 19-16. The Packers getting ready to host the Lions on Thursday Night Football. Green Bay's Rashawn Gary with 3 sacks Sunday against the Saints just 10 months after surgery for a torn ACL. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry.
It means so much to him with what he's gone through the last 10 months.
Linebacker Rashawn Gary.
We just knew that if we take it play by play and play to our standard, we'll be fine and come out with a win. And thank God we did.
That's Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Jay Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It looks like the rain might be letting up a little bit.
Yeah, man. For a moment there, as I was coming in, man, I thought Noah's Ark was going to be, you know, something that we needed. I mean, it was pouring, man.
Yes, the skies were letting loose on my ride in.
Yeah, and you know, long overdue, and I guess we're going to be getting rain most of the week, you know, better late than never, and let's get a lot of rain now so we don't get a lot of snow later. As I've always said, Mother Nature does not forget, you know, the time and, you know, and the fact that we've been so dry for so long. She's going to correct it, and I hope that she corrects it with rain rather than snow. You know, I'm awaiting a call from Representative Madison. I guess he's on the line. Is he on the line, Calvin?
Yes, he is.
All right. Good morning to you, Representative Madison. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Is it Darren or Brian?
It's Darren Brian Madison. My middle name is Brian.
Okay, so what?
Brian's accessible. Darren's accessible.
Okay, all right. So good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm
making my way to Madison, but it's good.
We can finally make this connection.
Indeed.
Yeah, this is your first go around. You know, and congratulations on, you know, the position. And tell us a little bit about who you are first. A little bit about your background.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Milwaukee. I'm a longtime youth organizer. Just like a few other folks in the legislature, I've been a part of an organization called Urban Underground, which teaches young people that they have a voice and how to use their voice.
Along with the county executive, David Crowley, and along with David Bowen, former representative, all you guys came out of Urban
Indeed.
Underground.
And Kaylin Haywood. Yep, all of us. We are all Urban Underground alumni. That's where we all got our first steps in organizing. Experience. And then over the past few years, before I got elected, I started doing work related to the closure of youth prisons in this state and around the country.
So you've been around the city that you represent For those in the listening audience, you know, who don't know much about the city of Milwaukee, and then we'll get into what you're doing in Madison. So why was it important for you to run? What's going on in our city that made you want to run and try to make changes?
Yeah, absolutely. I ran because the 10th district needed a new voice. And I got encouraged by former Representative Bowen when he transitioned out of the legislature to run for the seat, knowing that the voice as it relates to the closure of youth prisons, the voice as it relates to really thinking about police accountability, the voice as it relates to fighting for the future of our young people, you know, needed to be present in the legislature. And that's why I picked up the mantle. That's why I ran. And that's what I'm fighting for.
You know, you're a freshman, and you've been there about 10 months. So, you know, you're almost past that freshman tag. I have to say this to you, man. Because I've been around so long, I get frustrated with government. And I clearly get frustrated with government at the state level because I couldn't do what you guys do. I could not, you know, have conversations and work with people who clearly do everything within their power to stick their finger in the eye of the biggest city in the entire state. Your thoughts?
Yeah. When I first got elected, right before I was sworn in, I was told that there would be blatant attacks on Milwaukee. And I did not realize it would be this.
For the state. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Your phone broke up a little bit.
Got you. When it comes to a city that's the economic engine of the state, it is blatantly disrespectful to hear the things that they say about the city I call home, and that, you know, the city I was born in. The fight to defend Milwaukee is commonly left to, you know, the representatives that represent Milwaukee, but this session in particular, more folks have been stepping up in our caucus, in the Democratic caucus, and to also help. Though we need to do more. We need to win more because Milwaukee's hurting and consistently being left behind while giving so much more.
Let's go here. What are the plans? Because here's where I've constantly pushed against the representation of the Democrats on the state level, is that they haven't been as outspoken and pushed back and fought back hard enough against the regime of Robin Voss and people who have clearly made it their mission to denigrate the people of the city of Milwaukee and constantly every opportunity they get, you know, to destroy our city. Here's a prime example. They clearly don't want any mention at all of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the fact that that is on their plate, and the fact that they've done everything within their power to eliminate that, I think is absolutely horrid. And the fact that they were able to get away with it, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The attacks on diversity, equity, inclusion have been before my time, and they've been ramping up now with the Supreme Court getting engaged at the federal level to reduce the impact of that work nationwide. And it's what we've been doing in terms of the Black Caucus, as well as representatives, you know, on the Democratic caucus, is we've been meeting with the Attorney General. We've been meeting, especially with, we've been meeting with UW System Partners and other stakeholders that represent communities of color throughout the state to have real conversations about how we defend defend Black and Brown lives in this state. How we defend and continue the work despite the changes that Republicans are trying to make, and then also doing our best to also introduce legislation that does, you know, that continues the work and continues the legacy of the work that's been done in our communities, for our communities, and for our people.
You,
I know that's not, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I know that's kind of broad in terms of an answer, but we've been actively working towards defending Black and Brown lives in this state.
Well, you know,
it's not us. Who?
It's clearly understandable that that you guys are in the minority. You've been in the minority almost before you were born. Was the last time that the Democrats were in the majority? It almost appears that way. And so people have kind of gotten used to Republicans through their gerrymandering, controlling things at the state level. And there's some representatives and state senators who have never been in the majority during their times. They've been in the minority and they haven't been able to force the changes that are absolutely necessary. Let me ask you, because I often had dialogue and conversations with some of your colleagues, Democratic colleagues, who say to me, you know, all conservatives aren't bad. All Republicans aren't bad. I mean, I know a lot who are doing good, but it just so happens I don't know any. But am I so far off the beaten path that there are many and we're just not aware of it?
Yeah, so there are conservative folks that do meaningful work that don't follow the trends that their party is going in, especially in terms of everyday folks. In terms of the legislature, it depends on the issue, right? I think there's a lot of inroads when it comes to folks across the aisle as it relates to different issues, especially I know a few. You know, I've had real conversations with the chairman of corrections about, you know, what do we do as it relates to reducing recidivism and ensuring that our correctional system is working to rehabilitate communities as opposed to create more harms. And we've, you know, made some of those steps. And legislation that hasn't been able to move in years past are beginning to make leeway, you know, beginning to take a step forward. So there are some folks that you can work with when it comes to specific issues, but that doesn't mean that, you know, when it comes to everything that they're perfect.
Representative Madison, if you can hang on, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm joined by Representative Brian Madison. He is the 10th district, the city of Milwaukee. Representative, we'll be right back.
Right. Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 68. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 65. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. K.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. My guest is Representative Darren Madison. He represents the 10th District, the City of Milwaukee. Let me ask you, Representative Madison, the fact that, you know, you're in the beginning stages of your political career, what is going on with the Democratic Party, state Democratic Party, as they watch the Republicans doing all these underhanded things? You know, they've got a secret panel, you know, working with former state Supreme Court justices, trying to figure out a way that they can impeach Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. What are your thoughts as you watch these kinds of shenanigans going on? You walk into, you know, government and you think about our government, supposedly one of the best in the world, and you kind of see all these kind of underhanded things taking place.
Yeah, these are blatant attacks on our very democracy. As it relates to what the state party is doing, they are, you know, they've launched their Defend Justice campaign, which, you know, is doing work to educate the public about what's happening as it relates to the attempts to impeach, Judge Gannett, as well as, you know, we're doing the work in the legislature to really understand what's happening and what are the procedural moves they can make on the floor and, you know, through the legislature to do what they choose. What this process has shown for me and for the Democratic caucus is that folks are willing to do anything to maintain a semblance of power, especially when all of the trends are showing that folks are shifting in their frameworks and their views of the very party that they've supported for decades. So, Republicans are trying to maintain their grip, and we are trying to make sure that we defend democracy, that we get the chance to get fair maps, that so that we get the chance to have a Supreme Court that is truly unbiased in honoring the procedures of the law.
You know,
so that can't happen if we don't continue to step up.
Well, you know, Representative Madison, it again, for those of us who've been around a while, to watch this is nothing new. You know, when Scott Walker came to power, we started seeing these kinds of changes. And it's not that these changes are germane only to the state of Wisconsin. It is a national ploy that conservatives and Republicans, not all, but many, have undertaken. And so what bothers me the most is I don't understand how the average person, you know, who supports these people, and who want to talk about crime in cities, right? In the urban cities. Well, the crime rate, you know, they need to be locked up. And yet you watch what these people are doing, and they're not even doing it under the cloak of darkness. You know, there used to be a time when if you were going to pull some shenanigans, you would do it under the cloak of darkness. But ever since Donald Trump came to the rodeo, yet people do things in broad daylight. What Robin Voss has concocted and many who follow him on the state level is akin to what's going on the national level.
Could you repeat that question one more time? I'm sorry.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement. And I'm saying what is taking place with Robin Voss and others on the state level is something that is a national scheme that they've been getting away with. And so it doesn't surprise me. You know, Wisconsin is not alone. You guys don't face this battle alone, but times they are changing, right? It's safe to say that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And as you're right, the fight that we're dealing with will have national ramifications. As our elections, as efforts traditionally do in Wisconsin, people consistently say, you know, as goes Wisconsin, as goes the entire United States, we're a battlefield for a reason. Folks test policies that are harmful to communities in Wisconsin for a reason. And the reason why because of that, we fight even harder. And we have to fight even harder to defend democracy here, because we know if we fail here, other states will fail, and there will be ramifications for our entire country. So you're hitting the nail on the head. Additionally, you're right. I mean, folks have seen and have gone with the status quo as it relates to seeing a bunch of these things happen in the limelight. But there's been, interesting enough, there's been a shift over the past few years as it relates to how folks navigate their views. Because when you look at
I need you to hold on, Representative Madison. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We got some callers on the line. We'll take on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy still planning to hold a vote on temporary funding to prevent a government shutdown despite disagreement within his own Republican Party.
I think we're much stronger when we stay open. I don't understand how not paying the troops and not paying our border agents.
The United Auto Workers strike has entered its 12th day, and President Biden will hear from union members like this man when he joins the picket line in Michigan today.
The end goal is to end tiered wages, bring back cost of living allowance that we used to have. You know, we're fighting for other things, pensions, those were taken away.
Striking writers vote today on a tentative agreement to end their four-month-old walkout. CBS's Elise Preston.
It appears that the WGA got a lot and got more than expected.
Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel.
On basic wage increases, the writers were asking for 6%, the studios were offering 5%. They presumably compromised somewhere in that range.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Avoid entering Lake Michigan today as a beach hazard statement is in effect until tonight. It impacts Lake Michigan beaches spanning from Sheboygan to Kenosha. Expect waves from 3 to 6 feet and dangerous currents. The statement mentions Bradford Beach in Milwaukee, North Beach in Racine, and Southport Park Beach in Kenosha as areas of concern. The woman accused of admitting to food stamp fraud on Judge Judy's TV show is set to stand trial in Milwaukee. Pete Schwaba has more.
A judge ruled there is sufficient evidence against 41-year-old Katrina Weems. She's facing charges for selling her food share benefits, a confession she made during the Judy Justice Program. Her friend Javala Elam is also facing felony charges in connection with the case, but she skipped her court date last month, resulting in a felony warrant for her arrest.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is 10th District Representative, Mr. Darren Madison of the City of Milwaukee, State Representative. And let's go to the phone lines. And Luann Bird, good morning to you, Luann. You have a question or comment for my guest?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Bird is the word, Darren. Hello.
Darren, are you there?
Oops, I lost.
No, Luann, he's there. Darren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so go ahead, Luann.
Darren. Okay, Darren, here's my question. First of all, I was in the Capitol this week, and I'm in awe of the power you have, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for being there. How do we get a hearing on the gun reform bills? That's what I was there for, to talk to legislators about. We do have a lot of agreement on some gun reforms, but we can't get a hearing. My friend, what can we do to get a hearing on the gun reform?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you're right. There are a lot of folks across the aisle that understand that gun reform is important. I think it's, once we get enough of the folks who are hunters in rural communities showing up and showing out as it relates to gun control, more folks will be willing to give it a public hearing. But I think that we're moving, and folks are moving that way, understanding that, you know, there's a lot of folks who are being harmed as it relates to gun violence around, not exclusively in urban communities, but in rural ones too.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and thank you to the representative for his service. Earl, love your bumper music, J5, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
you know, the so-called gerrymander maps.
It's not so-called. Hey, CJ, it's not so-called. It is gerrymandered. Nobody questions it but you.
Okay. Well, it's basically our state's electoral college, and your party wants more representation and power to go to Milwaukee. Much of your funding issues are due to your unfunding, bad spending pensions, and why you should get more spending power, and when you don't spend your money wisely, is beyond me. But thank you. Here's one other thing. You say that the Republicans try to do things under, you know, in secret. Well, I think, you know, when you say democracy threatens democracy, coming from the top of your party, your party leader ticket, Joe Biden won't even debate a Kennedy.
I'm not going to let you again make statements that Joe Biden won't debate a senator, and you got a candidate for the presidency of the United States who is not going to debate the other people who are running with him, along with him. Don't you understand how hypocritical it is for you to continue to say that Joe Biden won't debate somebody when Donald Trump is running and he refuses to debate?
Well, here's something.
Yeah, no, respond to that. No, hey, CJ, respond to what I just said. Since you brought up the fact that you say Joe Biden won't debate, respond to what I said about Donald Trump.
He's not the president.
That has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. You can't say that Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He doesn't have to debate anybody until there is somebody who said they're going to officially run against him. There's already people, many of them, running against Donald Trump, and he refuses to debate. And yet you overlook that.
Doesn't want him.
But, what?
You know, Vivek Ramsey says, and I'd like the representative's opinion on this, the biggest threat to the African-American black community
is the destruction of the family structure.
Well, hey, CJ.
And I'd like to hear his response.
Okay, but you're going to hear my response first. Well, and number one, the destruction of the family is not just in the black community, it's across this nation. And now almost one in two households end up in divorce. Are you aware of that, CJ? That's not a black issue.
I agree.
Okay, it's not a black issue. You want to make it a black issue. It is an issue that this nation faces. Thank you for the call. You want to respond, Darren?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in. Yes, so you're hitting the nail on the head. The family structure has been attacked universally. And those attacks have been led by a bunch of folks on his side of the aisle. As you think about specifically, you know, folks, young folks aren't thinking about having children right now, because there's lack of access to child care in Wisconsin, right? We just saw a series of bills that were led by Republicans in the assembly that directly harmed child care in Wisconsin. Five bills that did not benefit education and childhood development in this state. And to hear, you know, the retort that, you know, there's an attack on the black family structure that is being led by Democrats is fallacious. Additionally to that, when we talk about the physical constraints of Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, right, you have to look at shared revenue. And everywhere in the state, through Act 12, got a substantial increase in dollars except Milwaukee, though we've been the economic engine for the entire state. It's harmful to hear folks talk about the mismanagement of dollars in the city of Milwaukee when you have communities that are hurting everywhere in this state and have been hurting because the shared revenue was frozen in the early 2000s. So I don't want to hear the retort about Milwaukee's physical constraints when everybody was acting, had their hands out acting for dollars, not just the city of Milwaukee.
You know,
we got the worst of it.
You know, Representative Madison, you know, the last caller, you know, he constantly talks about things that he knows nothing about, and that he's heard these things from other conservative talk show hosts and others who parrot those things. And there's no factual evidence to back up any of that. And yet it's easy to put that out there because people will jump on it, especially in this state. They will jump on that and act as though that's fact. And so it makes it possible for people like Robin Voss and before him, Scott Walker and others, to put this state in the position that it's in right now, where once upon a time, 30 years ago, Milwaukee had the cleanest government in the entire state and nation, and now it is now one of the worst, and the brain thrust and the brainchild of every negative political whim that conservatives can concoct on a national level.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, to hear I've listened to conversations where folks are severely misinformed about the issues that are facing all communities in this state. I've made it my job to try and make government as transparent as possible to help folks understand why we make the decisions that we make and how to get engaged in the process. Right? Because folks are spouting so much information out there, and it's sad to hear it. It's sad to hear folks attaching themselves to issues and to messaging that's harmful to all of us. So I'm going to continue to do the work that I need to do to educate all folks in all communities around this state. And I hope that, you know, folks will continue to learn and continue to unpack the harmful messaging that they've been told.
Well, you know what, Darren? Representative Madison, it is you know, it used to be you could read, and they used to say reading is fundamental when I was a young man. And you could read things for yourself. That's how you got knowledge, because you could read things and not rely on somebody like a Donald Trump, or even back, you know, a decade or so ago, a Scott Walker, or less than a decade or so ago, who could come out and say almost anything, or Robin Voss, or a Scott Fitzgerald, or any of those characters. And then conservative talk radio would take that on and then spew and spread the rest of that. And it was like, you know, a virus. I saw all of this happen in the last 15, 20 years in this state. And I watched that spread. And now it's in areas and people spout those things as if they're based somehow in fact, when they aren't based in any facts whatsoever. And so because so many people don't want to read for themselves, they rely on somebody else. Now listen, people may say, well, hey, Earl, you come on and do the exact same thing. I always say to people, hey, if what I'm doing is lying, then the phones are open, 844-967-2789. I can defend what I'm talking about, because what I'm talking about is based on facts and truth. Because I'm not going to come on these airways and talk about something I know nothing about. Especially when I'm opening up the phones for anybody who wants to challenge me. You know, truth is truth, man. You can't change it if, well, you know, we're Republicans and the Democrats' truth is different than ours. No, it's not. There's only one truth. Hang on, Representative Madison. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Representative Darren Madison is on the line. You can join us. We'll be right back.
From Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 68, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 60, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Hey.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Representative Darren Madison. He represents the 10th Assembly District in the city of Milwaukee. Let's go to Tom. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately, collectively, are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I will say that the Republicans have won on the in the field of public
opinion.
Public opinion. Well, not in public opinion, public relations in their messaging.
Yeah.
And Democrats are trying, I think, to do good government inside the halls of Congress and what have you, but the people on the outside are not hearing the message. And I just think that when you have people, and CJ is just an example of that side of the aisle. He's not only one person. They're all many, many, many like that.
And I know.
For us to have to, on our side, to have to just take it from them day in and day out and try to be civil and try to be, okay, we got to get along and all that. I'm sorry. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And the thing is, when you have someone, as an example with him, because he's just one person, but calls up and calls it the Democrat Party, and has no regard.
So Tom, let me interrupt you because the next hour you're going to love, and so I advise you to call back because I'm going to have an hour's conversation about what Donald Trump has been saying. And the fact that he is where he is, what does that say? I mean, for people who want to talk about the shortcomings of the Democratic Party, of Joe Biden, we're going to talk about this man that they've chosen and how they can possibly even open their mouths about the character of any other individual when they are going to support this man. So call back, Tom. We'll have the conversation after that. Thank you very much for the call. Cindy in Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, Earl, I say as long as he's on the phone, I would like to just oppose the taxpayer-funded idea that they're proposing for the Brewers stadium. Not Brewers, I'm sorry, the Bucks stadium.
The Brewers, because you were right. Brewers, you were right.
Okay. But anyway, the point is, I just don't think as a taxpayer I should have to fund a professional sports team that makes more money than I will ever see in 10 lifetimes and expects me to pay for something that I can't afford to go to anymore. I mean, the football games, basketball games, baseball games have all become out of the reach of people like me who are middle class. I can't afford to go to these games. So why should I continue to support something that is so out of reality touch to me that I just don't understand why they think we should have to put in money for that?
Hey, Cindy, it's
more corporate welfare.
It's a great question. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Darren, Representative Madison, your thoughts on American Family Park?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with a lot of the points that were just made. I don't believe that we should be subsidizing teams. These teams are making net profits in the millions, if not billions.
Well, the Brewers are worth $1.6 billion.
Precisely.
Yes.
And they've grown since
yes.
you know,
since the guy bought it, and it was worth $200 million, now it's worth $1.6 billion.
Correct. Now, I do understand that there was an agreement related to the stadium district that has not been honored as it relates to the maintenance of the building. I think that there is a level of responsibility that the state should take to make sure that the building is up to par. Now, do I believe that we should be subsidizing this thing? No. If we're going to renegotiate the terms of this deal, we should get some public ownership. I believe that, you know, similarly to the Packers, if we had a percentage of public ownership, our investment in the Brewers would make dividends that we can reinvest into our communities. That's just that. That's my opinion. Citizen Action is leading an amazing campaign as it relates to this issue. And for the folks who are listening, you should look at what they've proposed.
Hey, well, you know, Representative Madison, I have Dr. Robert Craig on every Wednesday. He is the executive director of Citizen Action. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hey, man, thank you very much. I'll be reaching out to you again. Proud of you. You're doing good work. Proud to have you where you are, and I'll make sure that we get you back.
Absolutely. I was glad to be here.
All right. Thank you very much. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Dream.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.